Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter822, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to a special birthday commentary. Because November is both mine and Amber's birthday month.
Legends only in November.
So we decided that both me and Amber get to choose an episode for commentaries this month, with Amber going first. But speaking of Amber and Austin, here they are, Austin and Amber. Say hi, bitches.
Hi, bitches. Hi.
So for Amber's pick, we will be watching episode 19 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, titled Lost and Found in Translation, written by Steve Slavkin and directed by Paul Grinder. In this episode, Connor, Ethan, and Kira are astounded to discover that Japan has produced a television show based on the Dino Rangers.
I hear they do car commercials in Japan.
For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode on Netflix and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on Netflix, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Power Rangers War.
Oh, we're gonna do baby again?
See them coming closer.
With the force of ages. Sent to Weezcon boy. Protectors of the white. Pretenders for the force. Dino Rangers war.
Just score.
Power Rangers war. Save us from these evil forces. Victory is ours forevermore. Protectors of the white. Defenders from the fight. Dino Rangers war. Power Rangers soar. Save us from these evil forces. Win. Dino Rangers win. Power from within. Victory is ours forevermore. Boom.
Ooh, spoopy.
Who knows that I could do baby since I'm grandpa?
I'm tired of this, grandpa.
That's too damn bad. Now keep recording.
Me when Cocker Rangers on.
How the fuck, like, sis just lets them in, like, after hours?
I was gonna say they work there, but they don't.
Doesn't Ethan kind of work there a little bit?
I mean, he's there every day, so it's like a cheer situation, I guess.
I mean, I imagine she probably lets him in there so that way they can pretend they're going to study if they have to do ranger shit at night.
Oh, true. When do they have Mizuga versus monsters at night?
I will fight everybody about this theme. This is the bombest theme.
Oh, I love the Abba Ranger theme song. Abba Ranger.
And the guy who sings this is the same guy who sings like the main theme song from Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
Chala! Headshala! It's the same dude.
So here's something interesting. They could use the Sentai music for Power Rangers, but they can't use their own music.
Trash.
But I think that has to do with probably the Toei deal.
Maybe. I'm sure they're not so stingy with the music.
What would they know about Power Rangers in Japan?
I know, right? How dare they copy Power Rangers in Japan?
I remember in high school when this came out, like, this is, like, internet time. So, like, I was searching for, like, the show stuff, and I found out about this show, and then they did this episode, and I was like, what the fuck? I remember, discovering Super Sentai.
I'm like, I know there's a Japanese show based on the Power Rangers, I mean, there's a show in Japan. that Power Rangers based itself on, but I never saw any footage of it, so this was my first experience with Sentai.
I love Abba Red. He's like an actual dad, and I love it.
You want to know some interesting facts about the guy that voices Abba Red in this?
What?
He voices Steel and Beast Morphers.
Thank you, King. Thanks for creating this.
Also, the guy that voices Abba Blue is Horito, who plays Blake in Ninja Storm.
Work.
So maybe in the universe, Blake also dubs Sentai on the side.
I mean, we all gotta make coin.
Asuka, like, I'm sorry. We had a step down for the Black Ranger in this, because Asuka, cutie, wonderful, sweet baby child, and then we got Tommy.
Of course, Tommy!
Where are we? Like, spoilers for Abba Ranger, like, the tea is the red chick was married to the Abba Black, and the little girl in white is their daughter.
Oh, that is some tea. Oh, it's also funny that those two monster makers, the two villain guys, they show up later in the season as Lothar's generals in the team up.
We gotta use the suit somehow.
I feel like you brought up that fun fact when we did a commentary for those episodes.
Well, we just did that like a month ago.
Yeah, you did.
We also stay in Dino Thunder's house, Dino Thunder and Dino Church. We love Dino seasons, so hopefully Dino Fury is good.
Talk about Connor's bad hair days. See the tribe.
Oof.
No such thing. Is that their Dinobite cafe?
It's like, just stick to Kyra.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Kind of. It's a cafe.
I think it's a curry shop? Yeah, it's a curry shop or something. I don't remember.
Why is he Irish?
I don't know.
I swear, these freaking English dubs.
But I mean, I think that was the point, was to make it as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah, make it like a Sailor Moon dub where Molly has a fucking Boston accent.
You know what? Don't fuck with Molly's accent, though.
I love Molly's accent. Love her.
I love you, Asuka. I love him. He's such a sweet boy.
Oh, those are some good reaction images.
And immediately gotta go take a dump. Mikey.
You don't need to scream! We're standing right next to you, Blue. Wow. They didn't even try to match her lips.
That's the point. That's why I love this so much.
I get it.
So meta. I love how meta this is.
It's very meta.
I would love to have another really meta episode.
Like this. Oh, I would love another Lost and Found translation.
I mean, please, like, every few seasons, just throw this one my way. It's an easy way to burn footage.
Yeah, and it's, like, fun. Like, do it, like, with the seasons that, like, are nothing like its Sentai counterpart. Like, they were able to do this because it is nothing. Opera Angel is nothing like Dino Thunder. Mm-hmm. Wigs!
I mean, I think it was nothing like it in the terms of villains, but I mean, I don't think it was that. It wasn't like super, super different.
Well, yeah.
I think they went dark in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the villains were dark, like, dark in different ways. I think Power Rangers went a little bit darker, only because Mezogog is fucking creepy.
Oh, he is terrifying.
And I love him. But, like, I mean, the girls, like, that story was really dark. Like, the parallel Earth and all that stuff, like.
Yeah, but they, like, freaking adapted the goofiest fucking episode. So I thought Abba Ranger, when I was a kid, was, like, the goofiest fucking show on the planet.
I'm just going to recommend again that everybody listening needs to watch Abba Ranger. It's a very good show.
Well, unfortunately, they stopped at Hurricane for the chat releases, so...
Well, I mean, a group did finish the fan sub, so, I mean, I'm just going to say that that's how I watched it. I think the group that did it was called Imagination Station. I think.
Okay. Good to know.
Don't quote me on that. I mean, I downloaded and archived my fan sub copy a while ago, so shh. But, I mean, it's definitely worth a watch if you can find it. Like, it's really good. It's really fun. All the Zords have personalities, which I really love.
Yeah, and my hair has bounce.
Your hair does have bounce, you bitch. You see it.
I mean, it kind of looks like Connor's hair, I'm not going to lie.
It does. I'm sorry, I've seen you with that bleach blonde spike look. You can't make fun of anything. I showed you guys the forehead tattoo and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've seen those pictures.
But Devin's was worse. Devin's hair in that show was so much worse.
Look out.
One.
That's a good thing I brought my baseball bat with me, because that's my one character trait. I'm baseball!
That's a baseball!
Wig.
Because I'm American. Also, the Triptoids, like, is the same company that produced this show the same company that made the game that the Triptoids are from?
Sure.
That's a good way to explain it, I guess.
Let's go with that. You're a baseball player.
And then a filthy American!
The gritty American!
I'm trying to remember what actually happened in the episode. And I think it's the same conceit, like, he's a chiropractor, and that guy really does come to find him. But I think it was something about him cheating.
Oh. What? That's him. Hey!
And Nikito was his first name anyway, but yeah.
Well, you gotta give him an American name. Kenny!
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I think that the baseball player came to find him to fix his back, but I think he was fixing his games. Like, he was cheating. I think.
Oh. Was he bribing people?
I don't know. I think it's like, I don't remember. It's been a few years.
Did Abba Ranger get a release?
No, Hurricane Jay was the last one to get a release.
Oh, wow. I would have loved to watch Abba Ranger.
Yop.
Yop.
That's me and you, Austin. That whole scene with Red and Yellow eating popcorn and talking. That's us.
Chiropractic makes me nervous. I saw this video of, like, this chiropractor who, like, basically, like, snapped a guy's neck in place, and I was like, oh, what? How do you, like, not kill somebody? Hell no.
I mean, I want to be there.
Yes!
God, this scene has a lot of giftable moments.
Bree's gonna be busy after this, guys. I think he's speaking English in this too.
You can tell they slowed down the scene because this scene was probably went too long. I mean, went faster than it was with the dialogue.
I also think Wacker was speaking in English.
I'm a Power Ranger.
That was about kind of what happened. That's kind of what's funny. It's like this episode is still really close to what actually happened.
Did the Japanese writers get credit for this episode?
Probably not. This isn't Samurai. Samurai had to credit them because they were way too similar. And I think Samurai was actually listed as a translation, too.
Oh, wow. It's not even an adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl! Hey! Aww, that monster's a stan.
Ah.
I mean, what a read.
Time to get wiggy with it. Yes, queen.
So the moral of the day is Americans are fucking stupid. Seems about right.
I mean,
that and wear wigs.
I mean, if Dolly Parton wears wigs, wigs are good for anybody.
Well, I mean, period. If it's good enough for Dolly Parton, good enough for me.
Connor be like, oh, God, they're not faithful to the original adapt. They're not faithful to the original.
It's like, bruh, they're not supposed to know what you all are doing.
Those Japanese are not being accurate to Power Rangers.
Connor is literally the fandom.
In Power Rangers, they would never do something like this.
They would never.
Wah!
I like how she moves, lets him sit in the middle. Like,
yeah, red has to be in the middle at all times.
Period.
That's our formation.
Yeah, I'm just gonna call my chiropractor Batcracker.
Snap my back like a cracker. I'd be like, yes, please.
Those ABBA Ranger coats are so fucking clean.
I do love the uniform jackets. I kind of wish Power Rangers did it again. I don't get why Beast Morphers doesn't have uniform jackets. That would be cool.
It's a fucking, like, government season.
Yeah, it's like a paramilitary organization.
You would think.
Bullshit.
Like, everybody else wears uniforms but the Rangers.
I love the civilian uniform jackets. Meh.
Man, Blue is such a cutie. Like, that little earring and the little baby ponytail and the blonde streaks, like, kind of does it.
I've always wanted, like, Bandai and, well, not Hasbro, to do, like, civilian figures of, like, them in their, like, team uniforms.
Oh, you know that's going to be down the line. For Mighty Morphin, at the least.
I would, for some groups, I would pay for that. Morphin
doesn't have team uniforms.
No, they're just going to make them in their, like, retro 90s outfits.
Oh, sure. That's cute. But I want, like, actual, like, team outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Jen figure in her...
in her leather Jen realness Wild Forest team sub outfit.
We need a regular one first, though.
Yeah, true.
I'll give credit to, like, Jungle Fury for, like, at least, like, kind of going similar to what they wore in Gekki Ranger, because those outfits were clean, too. And then, like, I liked Mystic Force's outfits, really, even though cute. Mystic Force was trash.
He's baby.
Mm.
But Dominique seasons wear, like, the same outfits all season too much, except for Mega Force.
That wig is not a sister.
It ain't it.
I want to snatch it. Oh! Oh, now he's like, cool.
Cool.
Hooey Balooey.
Okay. Make me rich, King. Facts. Honestly, though, how much money, like...
You can tell the Red's voice by Steel, because he has that swagger.
He has that himbo.
Himbo energy?
Himbo energy, yes.
Why don't they use those more in the Dino Thunder?
The Raptor Riders?
Yeah.
Oh, because they had the cycles. They made American vehicles, so... Gotta promote those. Gotta promote the toys.
I don't really think they use them that much in ABBA Ranger either, so.
Aw. They're cool.
I could tell why they didn't use this episode, and they just used it for the, oh, look at this wacky show that Japanese made.
Yeah.
I mean, there wouldn't have been really a way to use it. This would have been one that they had to, like, skip.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't that much footage in here.
Yeah. Because Wacker Wilson's in all the footage, too, so they had to really cut around him.
I just love how bizarre it got here.
Hey, I got money.
I have money.
Me on payday wearing a wig.
I have money.
Join him and be rich.
Owie, that hurty.
Oh, I'm gonna take a nappy.
Oh my god, this is so cute. Sweet dreams, baby. Okay, bye. Fuck him up.
Connor, and this is how weebs are born. You're like, no, I'm not going to watch this. And then suddenly, like, it eats your entire life. You're writing school projects based on, like your anime or whatever.
Wow, yeah! Go us!
That's me watching Boy Sandra and
Blake, I can't read, but I love this.
That Japanese show based on the Power Rangers was pretty cool. Also, what kind of budget does this show have? It is pretty accurate to the real thing. Like, they got the suits right, they got the weapons right, they got the villains right. Pretty accurate to the monsters. Like, what kind of budget does this Japanese show have?
Cosplayers.
Japanese versus American culture. Closer than we think.
Ain't nobody loves baseball more than money.
Yeah, it's different, but still good. That's a good way to... Without Yellow Ranger, what the fuck did Yellow Ranger do this whole fucking episode, Kira?
Exactly. She didn't do shit.
I'm like, it was a Blue Ranger focus episode more than anything. An episode that was focused on the Red Ranger? Alrighty! So that was the end of Lost and Founds in Translation. So do we have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
I think I already said it, that it's like my favorite episode of all of Power Rangers.
It is a very good episode, and it's a good episode to teach the fans. This episode, from the perspective of Connor, is a Sentai purist that hates anything Power Rangers, hates change, hates things that are different, but when you appreciate it and you watch it...
I would put it as a Power Ranger fan that doesn't care about the Sentai.
True. There you go. Or any other way, because Doug Sloan, in his mind, he was like, okay, let's have Connor be a Sentai purist. He got attacked in the old days about, oh, you should be more faithful to the Sentai. The Power Rangers suck. Because back in the day, in the Ranger Board days, when he used to go on Ranger Board.
Back in the day, I think people still do that.
Well, yeah, but showrunners nowadays know not to be going on Ranger Board. Simon Bennett dipped one tone to the fandom and was like, okay, I'm done. I'm not talking about Dino Fury.
But here's the mistake he made, is he said that he was doing it.
Yeah, that is true.
I have no problems. Like, if I was a showrunner of or anything, I could maybe, like, lurk in places, but I would not tell anybody who I was.
Oh, absolutely not. Because Power Rangers fans are picky, just like Connor was at the beginning of the episode.
I don't even think it's picky.
I mean, he's complaining. He's like, oh, this is different. This is too wacky. This is goofy. But then at the end, he finds it and appreciates it. And even though it is different, it is still enjoyable. It's a good lesson to teach fans.
Yeah. And it's just a meta, really fun episode.
I just love meta. Like, it's just always been my favorite.
And it was a clever way to use footage. And I'm always here for clever ways of using footage.
I like that it's something different. And also, there were no Zords.
All right, because they didn't use a giant battle. I mean, I guess that wasn't in the budget for the show based on the Power Rangers.
I'm not gonna lie, is sometimes, like, this is a spicy, controversial, yet brave opinion. I don't really care for Zord battles most of the time. I don't. Sometimes they take too long, like, but because it's not for me. That's specifically for the children that are supposed to be watching the show, not for a 35-year-old woman. Like,
yeah, I don't watch Power Rangers for the Zord battles.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's literally just to show off the toys.
It's got a litany of things that are just fun for, like, people like me, and it fed me. It's fed me for, like, the past, like, I don't know what, like, 15-something years? Because it came out, what, 2004?
Yes.
So it's kept me fed. It just continuously feeds me. Every so often I watch it, and I'm just like,
And that's why it was your birthday pick.
It was. It was a no-brainer. I was like, well, Lost and Found.
Speaking of Amber's birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think we'll have to worry about a copyright on that, because that was pretty bad.
Oh, please. We just copyright shit all the time. There ain't good enough.
So quit your day job, ladies. But I love you. I appreciate it.
So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting at @TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be commentating on my birthday choice, episode 36 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue in the Limelight. But join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.